a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for, the sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody, welcome in. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. It's another edition of the show. Scott Mitchell back in the house, baby. What's going on, Scott?
Well, I could use so many dad joke references in this moment.
I appreciate you.
I would
not
just
doing
say
it.
The last 3 days have been kind of crappy. I'll just leave it at that. Not been very enjoyable.
Hey, we're glad you're back, though.
Yeah. Had a love affair with a porcelain.
We are glad you're back. Come on, man. We're glad you're back. Look, I don't care what kind of sickness it was. Just move on. That's all. Please. All right.
It's terrible.
So we are. We are absolutely pumped to bring Scott back, but we're also pumped to just get going on the program today. And what happens is when Scott missed out on some big freaking news yesterday. And he had no, like, that's how I know you're sick, because I called you yesterday and you're like, well, what happened in sports today? I was like, dude, this was as big of a June as we've had. This is a big early June story as we've had. Oh, yeah, I guess since last year. Was it June 30th was when the big USC-UCLA news dropped?
Something like that. Right around my birthday.
USC-UCLA, there was a couple of trades. There was,
those were all kind of spread out. This one, I mean, these were as big national news sports stories yesterday as you kind of could have gotten. And then the Jazz throwing the TV stuff in there as well, I think, was an awesome deal. So it just made our day. But
so an antenna. I don't even have an antenna.
I was actually asking.
That makes me really, do I need to go get an antenna?
You do. Yeah, do what I did. Just do like the, well, I've been to your house. Do you have a TV in your actual bedroom?
I do.
So get the Tupac from Amazon.
And it's just, antennas?
They're flat. Now they're just flat, okay? And so you screw it in the back. Although Ben Anderson, I asked him that same question. I go, hey, this is where we're at right now. Do you even have an antenna on your TV? And he goes, I do, except for the TV that I just bought, I found out is not a TV. It's a monitor. It's just a giant computer monitor.
Ooh.
And so you have to get like a converter on that one. So you got to check.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people who don't have the over-the-air. Look, you shouldn't admit that you don't have an over-the-air antenna because you work at a station that has, we've got TV friends in the building who would be offended by that. All right.
Well, I can get some, like, what is it, aluminum foil out and kind of mix it in there.
Put it on there.
Figure something out.
You're not how they're working.
You've got
that.
A big
it
old.
Doesn't?
You got to get that. You got to get that big window going.
So I hope you have a window nearby your basement, everybody, to hook up the antenna there.
Yeah, it's a little.
I don't even know
sometimes.
What y'all are talking about. It's like I got windows.
Yeah, you do.
What do I need a window for?
You'll run that long cord on that antenna, which is just a flat. It's like it's basically like the size of a piece of paper, and it's flat like that, and you kind of stick it next to the window. Boom. Bob's your uncle.
Boy, that sounds a lot easier than trying to get Jazz games now.
I mean,
seriously.
I know.
That sounds like I need like an engineering degree to get an antenna in my house.
What's tough is What's tough is now is that we're going to get over the air Jazz for a minute. And I don't know how long that's going to last because the NBA is going to go,
we need more money.
We made a deal.
Yeah.
By the way, we made a deal. We're going to be streaming on fill in the blank. And you're going to have to use that. And then that's going to go away. So
I don't mind streaming.
I know. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it over the air for a while. And by the way,
that's crazy. Scott, someone of my age can say I could handle streaming better than I can handle an antenna.
Yeah. But you also have regular, you actually have a dish, and so you already get those channels. You don't need your antenna.
No, I got local channels.
I know. That's the point. Guys like me who cut the cord and have all these subscription services had to buy a cord that was attached to an antenna. So that's gonna be all of us. People, you know what they should do? You know what the Jazz should do? That's what we should do, actually. Go over to KSLSports.com and watch the tutorial on how to hook up your antenna. We should do this.
Give away antennas, too. Why not?
We got to give away Hey, Nate.
Dallin, what do you got?
Hey, Nate. Let's give away some KSL Sports branded antennas. Stephanie Avis, get on the horn. If that's not a promotional idea, I don't know what is. Like, that is amazing. We give out a freaking TV antenna.
We can just be a caller. Get out a free antenna.
And then you make a TikTok of how
you
to do
know
it.
China. Yes, you know China has got. You can print. You've got to be able to print your logo. Put your logo on the antenna here. Boom. KSL Sports on the. Come on. They should pay us extra for that. They won't. They won't. But you know,
right. It's a thought. Put it out there. I mean,
it's kind of our job to do it. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. We've got ourselves a...
Wait a sec. So we got an antenna.
Got an antenna.
And then the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour are now friends?
Friends is an interesting way to put it.
Has it made it worse now that they're together? It was
What this feels like...
acrimonious before?
I was trying to come up with a... Okay, I was trying to come up with something that was, you know, what you could compare this to. And the only thing that I could compare it to was, like, you've already had an awful breakup, a divorce or something like that.
Yeah.
And then something so crazy happens that they're like, hey, you should probably get remarried again. Like, and then you go, oh, and they're like, it's kind of better for everybody. In fact, you're going to get $10 million out of it. That's the thing.
$1 billion?
Maybe these golfers, you know, like, hey, Rory, he just straight up came out and said he hates the LIV Tour still.
Right.
I still hate the LIV Tour. I still hate the LIV Tour. PGA Tour, what we stand for. Like, I'm telling you, that guy is being forced. He deserves every bit of salary that commissioner makes out of the PGA from the PGA Tour, that he needs to give it to Rory because he freaking hosed that guy. That poor kid, man.
I kind of feel sorry for Rory.
I know.
I really do.
All right, let's jump in here. We got a bunch of stuff to get to. It started off with the cut, so let's jump in right here.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
There we go. The other question. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
All right, the cut and our program is always brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients, no preservatives. G2G Bar, perfect for anybody who needs that quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. G2G Bar. Try one at your local Associated Foods, Costco, Holiday Oil Maverick. They're all in the refrigerated section. It tastes fantastic. And Trajan Wealth, T-R-A-J-A-N Wealth.com. TrajanWealth.com is where you can find it. Okay. Scott, Pac-12 today. John Canzano wrote it up, and this is the report is, of course, that the grant of rights for sharing the media and revenue, et cetera, is going to be, is likely very, very close to an announcement. Now, that's a very dicey thing because a lot of things could fall apart. But if you are a Pac-12 fan, if you want the Pac-12 to stay together, this was good news. It was great news, and it's something that we've been waiting for, been hoping for. But according to Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated, the Pac-12 schools have verbally agreed to a grant of rights with a merit-based revenue-sharing plan. So, and it's been, and apparently they've had it for a while, and I think they're just going to come up with how to. It's going to be the number is going to come out at some point, obviously, but that comes on the heels of rumors of people leaving. This says every one of them is on board, including the ones who are rumored to leave. And so whatever report you want to put any sort of stock in, this is the one that feels a little bit more like the Pac-12 is going to stay in order or is going to stay together as presently constituted, at least for the time being, until another deal gets made. But yeah. I don't know. We're close.
So all this does to me is solidifies things that we've been saying on our show for a long time. And one is that it's a complicated thing. And they're at, you know, this merit-based compensation is a newer kind of thing and certainly seems to be, in some regards, fair. Because if you're a team like Cal that's always in the gutter and not playing very well, and then you're a team like Utah or Oregon or some of these schools that have done well and brought a lot of revenue into the conference – why should that be shared equally? That's a very fair statement, and I like that. And it forces teams to actually be competitive. But it's a complicated thing because you have to get everyone to agree to that. And if you're a Cal or you're some of these schools that have kind of struggled, maybe in Arizona, and Arizona maybe could argue, well, in basketball, you know, we bring a lot, and Utah, you kind of stink at basketball right now. I'm sure there was a lot of debate, a lot of negotiation, a lot of discussion about all these things, because this isn't just, okay, we're working with the TV partner, you know, it's this is what the revenue, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of moving parts to this. And because of it, trying to get, you know, herding cat mentality and getting everyone to get to the table and agree to it and understand it and even talk about it. You know, you come up with these ideas, you go, hey, what about this, guys? And you got to discuss it. I mean, that takes so much time. So when we talked about this is a complicated deal and there's probably a lot of negotiation, that's what this appears, because you're hearing, you know, a lot of new and innovative and different thoughts and ideas. Now, the other side of it, this kind of came to me in my 3 days of delirium. It's like,
ooh, the fever dream revelation on sports. Like, I love it.
I have seen the light. you know, if a school was, if this was a bad deal, if nothing was going to happen with the Pac-12, I guarantee you a school would have bolted before now. You know, they would have, if it was not going to happen, you know, you hear all these rumblings, oh man, it's bad, it's not good. If it was really that way, someone would have bolted before now. They would have said, this Pac-12 is nuts. They can't get their act together. We got to move, and we got to move now. And that's never been the case, and you've heard this, we're getting close to next season. We're within, you know, what is it, less than 90 days now before, you know, less than 3 months, and the season's going to start, and nobody's bolting. No one's having these issues, and I don't think anyone has. And that kind of brings me to my next point, and that is the Big 12 is just stirring the pot. They're just trying to see if someone will – run. I remember when I lived in Central Florida,
mm-hmm.
and I went to this big farm, and I was in developing residential real estate, and the farmer was showing me his farm, and so he had migrant workers out picking cucumbers and lettuce in his farm,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden this helicopter flies over and hovers over the field. And you can see it's the county sheriff.
Oh, my God.
And the farmer says to me, he does that every day. Comes out here.
Scares these guys a little bit.
He just wants to see who's going to run. He goes, they all should run, but none of them do. They know better. And so this is the Big 12 in their little helicopter hovering over the Pac-12.
Brett Yormark is going, yeah. Come out with your hands up. And nobody does.
Colorado, you going to bolt?
Don't move.
Arizona?
It's like a T-Rex on Jurassic Park. They're like, don't freaking move. Yes. Otherwise, they'll see you, and they will eat you.
And I believe that's been the strategy of who's the weakest link? Who's going to get nervous? Who's going to talk? Who's going to bolt?
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody has.
I'm really
excited about this. I actually really like George Kliavkoff. I do. I think he's
Why'd you have to say actually? Nobody believes somebody when they say, I actually like him.
Because
you're actually a good guy, Scott.
Because you're because you know he's in a bad situation. You know that
he's getting kicked around like crazy.
Yes, right now, yeah. And he's got a tall order. He's got a lot to win over. And the Pac-12 has been a mess, but this guy has been pretty sharp and shrewd, and he stood up and he's been a guy that thinks out of the box and really, it was really, you know, probably saved the conference in a lot of things he's done and appears to be a pretty sharp individual and probably has the right relationships and connections to really do for the Pac-12 what Larry Scott and those before didn't. And so I think they're headed in the right direction, and you got to be pleased with if this is all true and it does come to place that the Pac-12 is in a good spot.
I do wonder.
They just
got
to get to 8 games. Seriously, I mean, you only have 10 teams in your conference.
Yeah,
you know.
Do you keep calling it the Pac? Do you keep calling it the Pac-12?
They used to call it the Pac-10, and that was cool for like decades,
yeah,
forever.
I know.
This is the Pac-10.
I mean,
the Pac-12 always seemed weird to me.
Pac-10 is what I grew up with.
Yeah.
It was like, and there's still times it's like calling it the Delta Center. You're like, oof, we had the Delta Center forever, and we referred it to it. The Delta Center went back again, and you know what? It feels right. So should the Pac-10 go back and change its name? I think that's obviously a conversation.
You know, it's
one, I don't think it matters because all they do, I mean, no one's going to have that many. The number never matches up with how many guys are in the conference anyway because the Big Ten is – looking at 20 teams. Yeah, and they're 16 right now. The SEC is just like, we're not going to play the numbers game on that anyway. Big 12 will be the Big 12 in 2024, but they're looking to add teams. And so at some point, you just got to stick with something. I bet they just keep the name.
You got to go with either the PAC conference, like the SEC, the ACC, the PAC conference, right?
Yeah, the PAC.
The PAC.
Yeah.
Or you go the PAC-10-ish. Just put an ish on the end of it. It's like, around 10. Maybe a few more, maybe a few less, but, you know, ish. It's like 10-ish.
Conference formerly known as the Pac-10.
Yeah.
You could
do that.
Yes.
But I think you change it, and here's why I think you change it. Even if you get other teams, I think you need to go in a fresh, new, completely different direction of branding the Pac-12. And I think you just start with a new – let's just get rid of the Pac-12 idea, even if it is 12, even if they do get San Diego State and an SMU type of thing. Fine. But don't – or unless you feel like the brand of the Pac-12 is good, then stick with it and build it and promote it, whatever. But certainly a very good time, like when Ryan Smith took the Jazz over, he goes, time for a rebrand.
Sure.
And it's effective. It's powerful. I mean, we're getting into what highlighter jerseys that we're now starting to like.
Well, yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
I have to admit, I'm just telling you.
You came around on it.
No, it's like I started liking those jerseys, and when they go back to the mountain jerseys, I was like, this is kind of old.
The purple's
school.
Always going to be part of the deal. That's what they said. And I think the thing
that make purple a cooler part of it then, because I used to love the mountain jerseys, and when they wore them this year, I was like, man, these guys, no.
It really doesn't matter about the jerseys if it's a good team. It's
really?
Like
pfft. Jerseys.
Dude, the Miami Heat have that weird hostage collage letters on their on one of their jerseys. It looks awful, and people are like, "Hey, cool, man," because they're winning. I don't care who you are.
I like the PAC. We're part of the PAC.
We're part of the PAC, man. PAC does sound like you know when they go. Oh, no, you know what they should just be called? The Super PAC. And it just it has some political implications on it on top. Yeah.
Super PAC, you're only limited to so many dollars in donations.
They're like, what kind of Super PAC is this? Oh, no, this is the one where it's unlimited. If it's NIL money, it's unlimited. But, yeah, the Super PAC. All right. The thing that's, to me, they say, and you and I both got the email today about, hey, man, it's coming up on when you have to put your media stuff in for Pac-12 Media Day. And the reality is that day is going – there's going to be a massive sigh of relief as soon as a deal actually does get done. And they're finalizing a deal of how they're going to pay out in this grant of rights. The question is – and what I do like is it's performance-based, right?
Yes.
And so your Cal and Stanford's, for not playing well, they're not going to be incentivized as much. And Stanford goes, who cares? But Cal, it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
You have to perform well if you want to – and honestly – think about the idea of, and I don't know if that means that, you know, maybe they, I've seen different versions of this. Attendance, Utah's going to kill, man. You talk about actual performance on the field, Utah's going to do well. Utah's going to get the incentives. If you're a top three or top four team, you'll get the most money paid out. And, you know, thank heavens for Kyle Whittingham if you're a Utah fan, because you're going to get the most money possible out of that deal.
And I think another side of the pay for performance is a way to placate an Oregon and a Washington. You say, look, we're a higher, you know, we're the most recognizable brands now in the conference, and we typically perform better, and therefore we should have the ability to receive more revenue. And you have to wonder that maybe they're the ones that brought it up. All right, you want us to stay in the conference, then you got to do a rev share that equals what performance is, and give us an opportunity to maximize, you know, our exposure in the conference. And those are the kind of things that, you know, you probably have to be willing to do with the, you know, kind of in the background. Well, if you don't, we'll go to another conference. And so that, I'm sure a lot of that discussion came from, I'm just speculating, but I would probably think it would come from a Washington and an Oregon. But if you can keep them happy, awesome. That's good. You don't want them to bolt.
Performance-based college football playoff distribution, and they're not going to sign this thing until the media rights deal is finalized, which they're hoping that they can get done before Pac-12 Media Day, of course. Getting it done before July 1, if they're going to add, I mean, you could drop a bomb and say, yeah, we're going to have this grant of rights here for these 10 remaining schools, but who's to say that they don't add somebody before July 1? I mean, we still have less than a month for another couple of teams to be added. They didn't say that was out of the realm of possibility. Maybe they do end up adding an SMU and a San Diego State on top of it, just to make it even more interesting and more crazy. Okay, let's take our first break. We'll come back. When we do, a high school football super league, the possibility of that forming for the spring of next year. What on earth is going on in this world? Well, it's interesting, though. Let's see what's going on. And, I mean, if you want to become the big power, Utah, in a hotbed of recruiting, it's rare, but you see guys come out of California, Arizona, Texas, Florida, that come and play their high school ball here, and they take over and they end up getting offers in a bunch of places. If we can keep that local talent here, why not? Utah just keeps getting better and better when it comes to recruiting. So let's take a break. We'll come back. More to go. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.